Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can't get to the Father through Buddha, Amen. Through Muhammad. Amen. Did you hear me? Yes. Through anybody else. Some of you say, well, you're just not. I can't be a Christian and believe anything else.
That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
If you really are a Christian, you can't believe there's any other way.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
How many Christians do I have in here?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Then how many ways are there to the family of God? How many?
One.
Are you sure? Just one.
Yes.
There's only one way to the Father God, to the family of God, to the body of Christ, to being a part of the church. Only one way. One way. Jesus. Faith in Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Through Him, you can be born again. And there's a book. There's a book.
Yes.
I'm talking about another book from the Bible. There's a book called The Book of Life.
Oh, yes.
Have you read about this book?
Yes.
The Bible refers to it repeatedly. The Book of Life. One time it's called the Book of Life of the Lamb. Another time it's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Several times it's just called the Book of Life. And the Bible says if your name is not in that book, you go to destruction. You're not saved. And how do you get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? You believe on Him. You put your faith in Him. You put your trust in Him. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. How many believe your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? And you can't get that. You can't be in the church through anybody else except whose book is it? It ain't Muhammad's book. It ain't Buddha's book. It's the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, you can think we're narrow-minded. You can call us what you like. But I'm telling you, if you believe the Bible, you can't believe anything else.
That's right.
If Jesus said it, you must believe it, or elsewise you're not really a Christian. Right? I guess somebody needed that today. But the church is the body. Now, in talking about the body, is the body important to Jesus?
Yes.
I want you were there in Colossians. Go back to Ephesians 5. Here's something else the church is. Let me review just a little bit. We gave you the definitions of the Greek words for church. Anybody remember what it is? The church, two basic words that give this meaning, called or called out, and what's the other one? Together. Together or together, together. And so you put those two together and you got the idea. Called together. This building doesn't make this a church this morning. It's the fact that you and I answered the call to serve Him. To believe on Him, to serve Him, to be a part of the kingdom, to be a part of this church. You answered the call this morning when you got out of bed. And we came together. But we're not just together just in the building. Huh? We're together in believing the same thing about Jesus. Now, we don't have to have all the details, you know, we don't have to agree on all the details, but the essentials. We obviously agree on enough that we all came and got together this morning. Huh? We agree on enough that we're together and we're worshiping God and we're in the Word. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. Here's something else we are that the church is. Ephesians 5, 23. He said, the husband is the head of the wife, even as what?
Christ
is what?
The
Who's the head of the church?
Christ.
And what is that like? He said it's like, even as, just like, we could say, a husband and a wife. Well, how important is a wife to the husband?
Very.
What I'm endeavoring to say, yeah, that's the right answer. What priority is the church to the Lord? What priority is His body? What priority is His bride to Him? What would be more important to Him than His body, His bride, His church? Now let's keep reading. He said, the husband, this is verse 23 of Ephesians 5, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Now, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, Phyllis teaches on this subject in marriage meetings, and I've taught on submission and authority, and I've had people say, well, now I believe that husbands and wives should be absolutely equal in every regard of their relationship. And a lady one time come to tell me, she actually heard some things I was saying, didn't agree with them, and she came, and her husband, bless his heart, he trotted about 15 paces behind her and stood back there and didn't say a word while she did all the talking. And she said, you know, I heard what you said, and you know, people ask me sometimes, you know, who wears the pants in your family? And I just laugh and we say, this is her talking. She said, ha, 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 neither one of us, we both wear knickers, short pants. What she's saying is equal. Equal. And people teach mutual submission. What's got quiet in here? Did you hear that? Mutual submission. Well, I submit to you and you submit to me. And they'll quote, you know, oftentimes just a previous verse up here in Ephesians 5, verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And they say, well, that means that we submit to each other. Well, how does that work? How do you decide who submits on what day? Who decides it? And how is it decided? How do we decide if it's husband submitting to wife day or it's wife submitting to husband day? Y'all gonna help me with this or not? Well, I just believe we ought to submit to each other, and people will carry that over into the church too. Well, I believe, you know, that the pastor ought to be submissive to the people too, and we ought to submit to each other. Well, how do we know what day it is? You submit to me or I submit to you day? Which day is it? I call it the mutual submission teaching, and it's error. Now, we are supposed to be easy to get along with. And to yield to each other. And just as a, you know, what does it mean, submitting to each other? You ought to be able to and willing to give in on things. Especially things that, you know, not that big of an issue. Do we go to McDonald's or Burger King's? Well, if you ain't heard from the Lord, say, hey, what do you want to do, right? Yield to you. But then he started talking about submission with everybody, and then he went to another group. Are you listening? And then he said, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. Now, he never said, husbands, submit yourselves to your wives. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And how is the wife to submit herself to the husband? What's the example? Just like the church does to the Lord. Well, if mutual submission is true, you have to carry it over to this. Does the Lord submit to the church sometimes?
No.
See, the type has to work, right?
Yes.
Does the Lord say, okay, I'll do what you want to do today? What do you want to do? Now, he did not say, husbands, make your wives submit.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes,
that is not in the Bible.
Amen.
And husbands, Never, ever look at your wife and say, submit to me. You're supposed to submit to me. The Bible says, never bring it up. Never say it. Because he didn't tell you anything about the wife submitting. He wasn't talking to you. Amen. Are you listening? Yes. Well, what if she won't? Well, then she won't. Amen. And she'll be in trouble with the Lord. Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
It is unscriptural. It is actually devilish for a man to try to make his wife submit. Did y'all hear me or not?
Yes.
It is wrong. It is unscriptural. It is devilish for a man to try to force his wife, make his wife submit to him. It's devilish. It's wrong. Did you hear me?
Come on.
Well, let's back up to this. What is the marriage a type of? Christ and the church. The church, us, his body, we're his bride. His wife, just like the woman is to the man. Well, what if we won't submit to our Lord? What if we don't want to do what our husband, the Lord, wants us to do? We don't want to do it. We ain't going to do it. Will he make us submit?
No.
If anybody would have had a right to, it'd be him. And he could. But he won't. I said he won't. He will not try to make us do anything. It's up to us. Now, if we don't do it, it'll cost us. Right? It'll cost us. But he's not going to make us do it. There's some men. That's the only scripture they know in the Bible. Wives, submit. Bless God, you're going to submit to me or else. You're devilish.
Yes.
You're devilish.
Yes.
Quoting the Bible like that. You ain't even got no right to use that verse in your mouth.
Amen. True. Amen. That's true.
You need to be serving God.
Yes.
Why did I say it's devilish? It's the devil who wants to control people and manipulate people. Yes. It's the devil who is a forcer. He's going to make you do it. He's going to coerce you to do it.
Amen.
Are y'all with me now? Husbands, you are never to try to make your wife do something. She's not your daughter. She's God's daughter. Did you hear me?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me